I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Asia Bibi's been in legal limbo on Pakistan's death row since her arrest nearly a decade ago. The Christian wife and mother was falsely convicted of blasphemy and sentenced to death. Her execution was stayed in 2015, and she made an appeal, but that's gone nowhere. Now, we finally have an update. The Chief Justice of Pakistan's Supreme Court says he'll hear Asia Bibi's appeal soon. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
no date has been fixed yet, but that is good news that we could be coming near to the end of this legal battle on behalf of Asia Bibi.
So ask God to make a way for Asia Bibi's release. Pray that Bibi and her family would continue to cling to Christ in the waiting. You can also write a letter of encouragement directly to Asia Bibi in prison through the Voice of the Martyrs. There's a link at missionnews.org. And May is National Foster Care Month, which is a reminder of the importance of foster care. Without loving foster families, Bethany Christian Services' Chris Polusky says kids have challenging futures.
The number that I heard the other day was 50% of children who age out of the foster care system and that are not associated with a family are incarcerated after, I think it's 3 or 4 years. So you just hear large percentages of kids that are on drugs, that are in prostitution. That was the United States. But if you're looking at a street child in a place like Ethiopia or Uganda, when they are in a good, loving family, then they have a greater chance of success at life.
Ask God to open the hearts and homes of more foster care families. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you to pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.